AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Dallas school officials said that police were responding to reports of a shooting at a high school where students were seen leaving the campus. Authorities did not immediately provide further details. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump believes China needs to start bargaining if it wants to lower tariffs.
The ball is in China's court. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them. There's no difference between China and any other country, except they are much larger. And China wants what we have, what every country wants, what we have, the American consumer. Or to put it another way, they need our money.
Levitt also said at the news conference that she doesn't understand why so many people want Kilmer Obrego Garcia back in the U.S.
Obrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a study finds more people are obtaining abortions, but fewer are traveling to other states for it.
A study finds the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of people crossing state lines to get them dropped by about 9%. The Guttmacher Institute, a research organization that supports abortion rights, estimates there were 1.04 million abortions in 2024. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted, as well as places nearby. The survey does not count abortions using pills mailed to states where they're banned. Multiple studies have found that the total number of abortions in the U.S. has risen since the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, despite some states implementing bans.
This is AP News. Diplomats and aid officials have met in London to try to ease the suffering from the two-year-old war in Sudan.
The African Union, which co-hosted the one-day conference with Britain, France, Germany and the EU, is calling for an immediate cessation of hostilities in Sudan. The AU's Commissioner for Political Affairs, Bankole Adeoye, says the unity of Sudan must be preserved.
The African Union will not allow a balkanization, a disintegration, or a partition of Sudan.
While German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock says fighting must stop before real progress on rebuilding Sudan can occur.
No amount of humanitarian assistance will be sufficient if this war continues.
The main aim of the conference was not to negotiate peace in Sudan, but to relieve what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,